Everyone just breathe. Let's calm each other.
What? Welcome to this episode of Talking Fail. I am your calm and kind host, Ethan, being hosted by my friend at his house, Tyler.
Hello, welcome.
And uninvited is Will.
What up, Talking Failers? All right, now that everyone's relaxed, let's get this started.
So, my kids are asleep.
Not anymore.
The hype from Talking Fail woke them up.
Dad, I was just so hyped for the show.
I was having dreams about it all night. And then it turned into a nightmare.
Because Ethan showed up with a thing of peanut butter.
Dad, I had a nightmare. I was sleeping in my bed, and Ethan showed up. But then I woke up and went to school, and then Ethan was there.
Oh, son, that's not a dream or a nightmare. That's just real life.
So you guys had fun last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of us did.
I don't remember a lot of it.
We need to address many things that happened last time.
I thought we were pretty accurate in everything we said. Do we need to redact anything?
No. I don't know if we redact, but...
Oh, you're talking about the fake episodes where you said Christopher Plummer was going to die, but you were wrong. It was that food guy.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Okay.
It was they're close, right?
I don't think it counts as calling a death. If they kill themselves, unless you specify that it will be them killing themselves.
Then you could be influencing, like, how much money can you give someone to commit suicide so you can win?
I'll give your kids $10,000 if you kill yourself.
I don't care about my kids, so.
Whoa. Hey, is it getting hot in here?
Okay, when they're 18, I'll say, what would you rather have when you were 10? Your dad or $10,000?
Oh, they'd say $10,000.
Yeah, smart kids.
$10,000 each or a split?
Firstborn.
Then you create this whole dynamic of the secondborn is probably going to kill the firstborn, so you can get.
It's like a whole Game of Thrones kind of thing going.
Yeah. Be careful when you mention Game of Thrones and siblings in the same sentence,
because they have
dragons
in their vaginas. So, do you guys know what dead ants smell like?
No, I don't think I've ever tried to smell ants, dead or alive.
You never had ants like infest your house during the summer growing up, and
ants get infestations.
You've never smashed an ant
like hundreds
or,
times.
Or crushed an ant or something, and then there's a really strong odor.
Nope.
No, I can't usually smell it over me.
Does my water bottle lid smell like anything?
For the listeners, he's smelling the water bottle.
Smells like water.
I don't want to smell it, but
which is kind of nothing, right?
I don't smell any. I'm not detecting any particular odors.
Okay, then I'm very attuned to the scent of deceased ants.
Let me get another whiff of that.
Get up right on there.
I'm smelling the whole thing. I don't know what area is emanating from.
Right in the hole.
Oh, that's tough. No, I don't smell anything.
Really?
I think Ethan's just crazy.
Not at all.
Maybe I need to have a taste of it.
No.
Let me drink some of your water.
Give me
some of your water, Ethan.
Keep your mouths away from my holes.
I would also like to keep other people's mouths away from my holes.
You hear that, Will?
Come on, Tyler. That's just inappropriate.
Boundaries.
When are you
going to
grow up and stop being so childish?
And let me put my mouth on your holes.
Me and Ethan try real hard to keep this a highbrow comedy show.
Yep.
And Tyler's over here with his holes and his mouth.
So, second autocomplete listing is dead ant smell.
Dead ant smell. Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is great. This is so great. We've got a screen right in front of us. Oh, we're all sitting here together. This is the first time that the whole podcast has been together in one location.
That's not true. It's been together numerous times.
I mean, during an episode recording.
Yeah, we've recorded it.
We've recorded live. We've recorded live with all four of us.
Mm-hmm. But to be fair, there was only one microphone recording.
Oh, we
at
did
the time.
Do that.
Yeah.
Awkward. Sorry, I don't pay attention. Yeah. I don't make I don't listen to the episodes, and I don't make memories when we're recording them.
That's a lie.
Let's get back to these dead
anyway,
ants.
Anyway, my yeah, my bottle smells like a dead ant.
Oh, ants. I thought you meant
ants. When an ant dies, its nest mates quickly pack it off. That way, this is hard to
Are
read
sure
from
it's
this
supposed
angle.
Supposed to be pack it
that
off?
Way, the risk to the colony of infection is reduced. Theory has held that dead ants release chemicals created by decomposition, such as fatty acids, that signal their death to the colony's living ants.
So, okay. Are you? Did something happen with that bottle?
Not that I'm aware of. Just okay. I opened. I like.
I didn't know.
Been
if
using
maybe,
it all day.
I didn't know if maybe you had found a colony and you were using it to mash
no,
ants.
If I had to guess,
and then you're like, "Hey guys,
God,
this smells like dead ants."
Sorry.
So I didn't know if there was a reason or if you just randomly detected some odor.
I detected some odor after like halfway through the day, which just drinking it, I'm like, okay, I smell something. So I think at some time in the middle of the day, an ant got in my lid when I closed it.
Do you think a singular ant would cause that much? Okay.
Yes. Like,
Do you think it was a queen ant?
No. I'm so aware of that smell. I'll smack an ant on my leg and be able to smell it. Yeah, so dead ants. But I think I'm okay.
Okay. I'm sure there's no, like, there's no risk of, like, disease or anything.
From ants?
No risk?
Let's make sure.
What about the fatty acid decomposition?
I've already got that disease.
The risk of colony infection is reduced. So there is a risk of colony infection.
Not my colony.
Well, I don't know, man. It says there's fatty acids that are decomposing.
Have you seen? I'm a fatty acid decomposing.
You know how ants, they're like 100 times stronger than their size or whatever? What if their poison is like 100 times stronger?
So are women.
What?
But what about poison?
The smaller they are, the stronger they are. Because
that's
some
not
women,
what you
like,
said.
The smaller the woman, the like angrier they are, right? Isn't that a thing?
I don't.
For the record,
that.
I am disavowing myself from this conversation.
Which women? Because there's different kinds.
There's different kinds of
and
women.
Now we are categorizing women. I'm also disconnecting.
I thought there was just one woman.
See, no. I define women as not men. Or I mean, that's a definition.
I don't know.
Tyler looks so he's like nervously stroking his beard.
Oh boy, how much am I gonna have to edit out this week?
Well, not men. Well, not men. That's a big target.
Boys. That's triple the size. That's triple the demographic.
Mm. Are we talking about just three boys standing on top of each other?
Are three boys a woman?
In a giant trench coat? Trying to buy movie tickets to an R-rated movie?
What's the... Okay, so but that trope is always three boys in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Why?
Because two is not enough.
But boys. Why is it three boys?
Girls don't want to sneak into like a horror movie.
Is that all? Is that the only reason for the trench coat? I thought there were a lot of reasons to fake the trench coat.
Well, it's
faking adulthood, right?
Yeah, it's kids wanting to do something that they're not legally allowed to do.
Why is it only boys?
Flashing also.
Because stereotypically boys want to get into shenanigans.
Oh, but not girls?
I'm talking stereotypically in pop culture. That's the joke.
Okay.
Crushed ants smell like blue cheese and pina colada, apparently, according to this headline that I'm just reading.
What do you think is the worst smelling dead animal in existence?
Well, isn't it pretty universal? Like, other than like, maybe a skunk, because they have that extra odor.
Primate.
Skunk's
such a cop-out. But once an animal's breaking down, it's all the same stuff.
I don't, mice is the only one that I have a really distinct smell of.
You don't like a dead mouse?
Well, a large quantity of dead mice.
I
know what that smells like.
You know, like Dead Mouse, I haven't heard his newest album, but he has. There's a couple songs that I enjoy. Did I steal your joke, Will?
No, I didn't have anywhere to go with it other than just saying Dead Mouse. Okay. And that's the joke, as I said Dead Mouse.
What do you think's the worst smelling animal?
Probably man.
I said primate.
Or three boys, I mean.
In a trench coat.
Well, yeah, the trench coat does, you know, add some heat.
I found a dead body! And there's three dead bodies inside that dead body!
Wait, inside the dead body?
It's... Just imagine Stand By Me, but the kids are...
Stand By Us.
Stand By Us. Yeah. You know,
do we have some Stand By Me fan fiction?
Nope.
You know, Jack Bauer's in that movie. And he's got one of those, I think he's got one of those sweet cross earrings.
Oh boy. There is Stand By Me fan fiction.
What's that actor's name?
Donald Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Keith
Sutherland. He was in a movie I recently watched with Matthew McConaughey.
Stand By Me?
No, it was Matthew McConaughey and Samuel L. Jackson, and Matthew McConaughey played...
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? That's probably Matthew McConaughey's best movie.
Fool's Gold. Banks has a word to say there.
Anyway, Keith Sutherland plays a racist Klansman, which I thought was an interesting addition to his portfolio.
A racist Klansman as opposed to the non-racist Klansman?
Well, yeah, I don't want to generalize... I don't want to generalize a whole group of people.
I want to hear from the Klansmen, the people who are in the Ku Klux Klan, who are like, you know...
We just like the robes.
We want to put down colored people, but only if they're okay with it.
They just got stronger legs. They do better on the chicken competition in the pool. So I was trying to do... Let's step back. Let's step back. I was trying...
Really? Because I had like a burning crosses on the lawn or just there to help warm the neighborhood and the community.
It makes it burn straighter.
Trying to cut down on electricity costs. During night, if we just all burn fires, can cut down on the electricity. No street lights. It'll be greener for... Wait, no. Electricity is pretty green.
Let's whiten up the area. Let's throw in those lights.
Let's get all lights. That...
See, I don't want to yes and this. I don't want to be.
Are we so?
This was a good improv.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Sir. So, is the objective for year two of Talking Fail to we've gotten you like out? We've worked on your I don't know whatever you want to call it
out of the closet.
There we go. No, no, but like we worked on your.
Okay, wait. Is this my performance review episode?
Your uncontrollable autism?
I have cured that.
It's a cure? Well, how come you're not sharing? How come you're not sharing the cure with the world? But no, I mean, no. It's something that you've practiced and worked on, and you've gotten good at. And then now, for year two, we're going to work on not just yes-handing everything Will says, right?
No.
Will says. Yeah. Will says.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler.
All right.
No, I would agree with that. I'd like to be able to, you know, get off of this team.
And, so get off of Will. Okay.
Now I just got to start thinking of like the worst things to make Ethan yes and.
Wait, you haven't already? I thought that's what it's you've been
season
doing.
Season two is a mind game. Like season one of Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Hannibal and the dude who we never... figure out his name because I mean
he's not Hannibal, right?
Exactly. They just get to know each other, and then the second one is a mind game where they're pretending to be friends and trying to this is our season two.
Hannibal was a really good show.
It was a great show, honestly. I got hungry, and it's not
they did do a really good job of making the human flesh possible human flesh, because you never really know.
Every episode, I'd get on Google and be like, and like look up the things he was doing. Like, wait, if you wrap meat in clay, what does that do? What happens when you wrap meat in clay? And there's all these articles like it creates an incredibly moist, juicy.
Who is the food expert, or is there a meat expert that has to like chime in on this stuff? Like, is there a difference between like
yes me
like
your
you know,
meat expert
tradition is there a difference between traditional meats and human flesh?
I'm a meat expert. I'm a normal guy.
I'm gonna throw it on the table. Okay. Like
I don't know. Is human flesh different than cow flesh in terms of cooking? Like, do you have to like?
I don't think you cook it differently. There's subtleties
between the two.
I'm interested in the nutritional differences between meat and human meat and cow meat because humans eat a lot of meat for their diet.
Mm-hmm. Traditionally.
Yeah.
From my experience, human meat is a little fattier and. You know, it's a little harder to chew.
It depends on where you're getting it from.
Yeah. If you're eating like a Ethan, like an Ethan from like 6 months ago when he was at peak husk, now he's kind of leaned out, you know, it'll be a little bit a leaner cut on Ethan 2.0. It'll taste better, I think.
A little more but free range, Ethan?
Mm-hmm. No, I think Ethan before was free range.
Sure,
Ethan.
Yeah.
Now he's the cut down. He's not allowed to eat peanut butter every day.
Right.
You know, go crazy, Ethan.
I think I'm gonna start eating again.
you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. I guess because if you're a little husky, we make fun of you, and then when you don't. And you don't have any husk, then we still make fun of you.
And when you're not husky, I mean, I'm just impressed.
And do you really want that?
No. I mean, yes, and...
Wait, no, not...
Yes. Ethan, you know who just shouldn't have the right to vote?
Oh, boy.
Non-Americans.
There you go. Let's go there.
In America, yeah, I don't think that Germans shouldn't be allowed to vote in Germany.
Well, I mean, what's their track record in Germany? How many U.S. presidents have they gotten elected in Germany?
In Germany? Two.
Now take Russia, for example. They have at least one. So I say we at least let Russians get like maybe three times the votes as Americans.
Which one? Are you talking about like what? Jefferson, Taft, Jackson?
Washington. Yeah, Washington. A good old-timey Republican Washington.
Just hoping to catch Will in some kind of...
perjury trap.
Political... trickery.
I thought Hillary Clinton got Donald Trump elected.
She kind of did. I mean, who can we put up against Hillary Clinton and she actually wins?
I'm just saying that if...
anyone else!
I'm just saying that if it was between Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Kiefer Sutherland... Kiefer would have just...
Well, there's actually a movie with designated Kiefer Sutherland survivor. Being a racist. I don't know if there's a full movie about... I mean, it's there. Matthew McConaughey's in it, too. That doesn't add any points.
I say you lock Hillary, Trump, Kiefer in a room. I think we all know who the designated survivor is going to be.
Mary Bang Kill.
Oh, can I just do all three to Hillary?
Okay.
In an order that I choose.
I was going to say, what is the sequence?
Well, Bill's only done one, so you can...
Has he?
No.
They're not legally married?
You can be married and not do things. But anyway, I don't have a topic to segue to.
You ready for...
Kiefer Sutherland is president. Matthew McConaughey is vice president.
You know what they say about these bills. Every year, there's a new bill, but they keep staying the same age.
And Kiefer Sutherland's constantly doing press briefings on, like, no sleep, being awake for 20... We got 24 hours to get this legislation through Congress.
Where's the bomb? Where's the bomb?
We have 24 hours to pardon this turkey. Beep-boop.
There are 1,700 eggs hidden throughout the grassy knoll. You have 2 hours.
Uh-oh. A turkey has infiltrated the CTU organization, and he's going to bring it down from the inside.
But who is it? Is it?
Is it Kevin? No, it's not me. Is it Terry? No, I don't think it's Terry. He's been here for 10 years. I trust him with my life.
Have you guys seen Solo?
A Star Wars Story?
Tyler's Dog?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I've seen it twice.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Thoughts?
I've enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. It's up there with the new sequels. It's in the higher ranks of the new sequels.
I agree. I don't think that says a lot for the movie when you put it in that framework.
Yeah, that's true.
What are your thoughts on I know how you enjoyed it compared to how you enjoyed the other movie compared with how much money it's made? Because that's the conversation point. Is it's not doing well at like $600 million?
Is it? I mean, I don't take my enjoyment factor. I don't add the box office to my enjoyment factor.
It has nothing to do with the enjoyment factor. There's an interest. I guess I haven't thought about why, but there's an interest to me in referencing the way I took in a movie and the way the general audience takes in a movie. I like comparing my taste with, like, I guess, well, how I mean, I'm interested in, okay, I absorbed this movie in this way. How did other people take it? Like, did I have a different take on it?
Sure. And
I'm not the one saying that Star Wars is not doing well. That's what I'm reading and hearing, and that's the conversation is for a Star Wars movie in this Marvel age, especially compared to how well the others did, it's like not making... It's a Disney failure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, what are your thoughts on that? Because I thought that The Force Awakens was all right and The Last Jedi was awful.
Okay.
And this is doing worse.
I think Force Awakens was too safe to be enjoyable for me. And then Last Jedi was like half good and half terrible.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the Force Awakens, I really enjoyed it during, and it wasn't until afterwards where people were pointing out, I enjoyed how similar it was, and then people were pointing out how it was like way too similar, way too safe. And I was like, oh, I guess so. But I think that you needed to do that to kind of restart the trilogy. And then I really liked for the Last Jedi that they went in a whole new, they was like, all right, we're not doing Empire Strikes Back 2. We're going to do a whole new thing and we're going to take risks. And I really liked that they were willing to take risks, even if it did kind of, even if a lot of people didn't enjoy it. And I enjoyed it because they took risks.
Yeah. The risks were the most enjoyable part of the movie for me for Last Jedi.
I think it has a similar problem that the prequels had, where people were going into it expecting something that the movie just couldn't deliver on. A lot of people were expecting, oh, for this new trilogy, we're going to get Luke and Leia and Han, and they're all going to be on the Falcon again, and they're going to go fly against some new Death Star, and they're going to fight the Empire, and there's going to be a new guy in a helmet. And it's like, but if you're writing a movie, they already made those movies, so doing that again would just be a problem. And The Force Awakens kind of did that.
I would say that's pretty much identical to my feelings halfway through the movie, first time watching it. It was like, okay, I'm more glad that this is panning out as a different film than I am upset at feeling like all the choices that they've made in the aspects that are risk-taking were the wrong choice. Like, now hindsight, I would say that I agree. I like that they took risks. I dislike the movie so much because I think almost all of the risks they took were the wrong.
Which I think is fair.
Let's take her, like Leia, let's take a risk. And the risk is she gets blown out of the windshield and comes and stays alive and comes back to life and is like back to life.
Yeah.
Even though the actual actress is dead.
Yeah.
It was playing out as almost a ceremonious goodbye. And they in the movie, and then
they could have left it.
It for one, and then the battle between Rey and Kylo Ren, like that was one of the coolest
Yeah.
Star mm-hmm. scenes in Star Wars.
That's up there. That's like the, number two lightsaber fight.
And to I think the Kylo Phantom Ren Menace. And Rey, their dynamic is the strongest and most compelling aspect of the new Star Wars franchise.
Yeah.
For me, Rey, it's their whole dynamic. And it hit another level in Return of the Jedi, but then it got to their confrontation where they're almost embodying like the dark side of the Force's ideology and perspective mm-hmm. and the light side of the Force's ideology and perspective. And mm-hmm. they were clashing and debating like yeah. an entirely new construct of how the Force
how,
is yep. split and all those things in terms of in just their conversation. And it was like, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
This is like, this is different. This is taking risks. And then at the last second, it blows apart and stays and just splits back. It rebounds all the way into, okay, it's just the Empire on the dark side, just the Rebels on the light side. And the Rebellion has been building for 30 years and they built up a whole set of systems. And it was basically like the Republic mm-hmm. and the Empire. And they got abandoned. And now we're left with this small group of Rebels who are going to fight this big Empire again. And like, I felt like I didn't even hear yeah. the conversation about, oh, it's just going to be a second Empire Strikes Back. It felt like a mesh up of ideas with a nostalgic Hoth battle at the end, and none of us even mentioned the what's the black guy's character?
Finn McMissile,
that chick, and their whole part of the movie, which could have been discarded.
Yeah, I see that.
I've got a lot. I mean, that one. I don't want. I'm not gonna.
I was totally fine with Finn just killing himself. I was like,
that's what I'm saying. It would have been cool better without any of that in there, because I even forgot it was there until this conversation.
Right.
Like I'm pretty like the Rey character I didn't like in the first movie, but she really came around in Last Jedi and was one of the like strong characters.
Yeah.
With Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
And Finn, I think, has been a weak character for me in this one and the first movie. And I just don't have much want to see him do much.
I enjoyed him more in The Force Awakens because he was... He used to be a stormtrooper, and you could in the entire movie, every choice that he makes on the outside is like, oh, is for like Rey or somebody else, but on the inside, it's really just for him. Like, he's trying to get away. He's constantly trying to get away from Rey and Han. He's trying to escape. Like, I'm trying, and it's not until the very end where he makes like the selfless, you know, decisions to, all right, let's go attack the big, you know, the planet, the big Death Star planet thing. And so like, that was his character arc. I enjoyed that, but mm-hmm. yeah, in Last Jedi, it was kind of like the same thing. He was trying to run away. He was yeah. trying to run away to save Rey, but he didn't care. He was still focused on Rey, and that, you know, mm-hmm. he wasn't really as interested in the rest of the Rebellion Resistance thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the whole thing with that Admiral Lady, where she was like
Pink hair Admiral Lady,
and like Poe Dameron has like legitimate questions, and mm-hmm. and I get it, that's a military operation, you're not supposed to question your leaders, but it's the Resistance
just taking orders.
It's just all she had to do.
The Nazis.
All she had to do. He's one of the top pilots, one of the leaders in the Resistance, and he had questions, and her just like, no, I have a plan. I'm not telling anybody. And just, you know, and so like to the point where they led their own like resistance within the Resistance. Like, if you get to that point, if you have a mutiny, you're a bad leader.
I think it's all about men feeling uncomfortable losing their power.
I will
look.
No.
Are you looking for points there? What was that? And what power do you have? What power do any of us have to? You know what? That's a open up a.
I don't know.
I don't know the power that I have because I have it.
I feel like one of my major complaints with The Last Jedi is Chewbacca really didn't do anything. He was just sitting around doing nothing. R2-D2 had one scene.
And yet again, Boba Fett didn't do anything.
C-3PO was just there. Like, a lot of these major characters from the last trilogy are just there, and they're not really doing anything. I kind of feel like that was a, you know...
Yeah, it's like they refused to bench anybody for the sake of, like, getting them incorporated into the film, but...
Yeah, it's just like, we have to have BB-8, so we can't use R2-D2 for this or something. I think the movie would be... I know everybody loves BB-8. I like R2-D2 better. Like, I think maybe if there's like something had happened at the end of the last movie, we could have had R2-D2 be
BB-8's
pose a droid, yeah. And that would be interesting.
Well, BB-8 is the puppy character. R2-D2, I don't think ever filled that role.
Sure.
BB-8 is like the companion dog.
Yeah,
R2-D2 was a little more than that.
R2-D2 felt like a full person who just couldn't speak English.
Like a full person.
Like he was like smart and swearing.
Well, no, you see, he's there for the children to relate to and have a good laugh. And now we're all adults, and now they're making another one that's for the kids. And now it's not so funny anymore because it's too cute. I'm just trying to be really contrarian to you guys.
No,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Not. No,
I mean,
you're not.
I could see that. I mean, I saw something when I was 8 years old, and now I'm comparing the new one.
Mm. Did C-3PO and R2-D2 show up in Solo?
No.
They broke the...
Yes, C-3PO and R2-D2 used to be in every single movie, except, spoiler alert, they weren't in Solo, which I feel like if they tried to put them into Solo, it would have been really shoehorned.
Yeah,
like the Rogue One cameo was like really shoehorned in.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, at least it was like possible because they're on the same ship.
They work for yeah.
At least it's possible, but I have no clue how they could have gotten them in Solo. It just wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, so.
Well, that was a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah. Speaking of other all-time attendance records being broken, Ethan and I accidentally broke Tyler's perfect attendance on the podcast.
Wait, what?
With you, Tyler has been on every single podcast.
I missed last week.
Except, yeah, last week.
Is that why, was that your whole plan? Because he texts me at 7:30 or like really late and goes, "You want to record?" And
you up?
Even
what? No, Ethan.
Even 5 minutes after I went, why did I say yes? I could have said no. I could have not had to do this today. I think it went.
I feel like we need.
It went smooth.
I'm too lazy to actually do the checking. But I feel like individually, maybe not Will. Will would be a close second. But Ethan's missed a few episodes.
I've
broke my streak, if that's what you're talking about. But in mm-hmm. terms of total episodes, I think that I...
Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying...
I still have the record for
you
total.
You were the only person who had been on every single podcast, and you can't ever get that back.
Well, hang on. Let me just go...
If we delete that episode...
Delete that real quick.
Hang on. Let me go into this. I can do that right now.
Actually, the way I've heard people receiving it, maybe we should... 77 published episodes. Wow.
Well, if you're counting specials and
can we go look at those statistics too?
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, statistics. Here, let's look at these.
All right, so today we have 11 downloads for today.
What do you 1,100 want? Downloads for today.
Sure. You mean the past 10 seconds, Ethan? Come on, we got.
So I mean, this is
numbers.
Your tar.
A little bit.
What is it that you're looking for, Ethan? Because there's a lot of different statistics that we can look at.
Oh, top 10 episodes.
Something to make me feel better.
Oh, top boy. 10 episodes.
170. The gang learns about... I don't
episode
understand
five.
That.
I don't
understand it. I read about Michael Jackson for 40 minutes.
Apparently we peaked around episodes like Whoa. 5, 6, 5 through 8 or 3
the
through
Ready
8.
The Ready Player One special is pretty high up there. I'm surprised by that. Yeah,
maybe buzzwords? I don't know.
Yeah.
The coming future that is a short period of time because that's how time works. The title is longer than the visual for downloads behind it.
Yeah. So, we're in a state of decline, apparently.
Okay. Listener locations, United States is rocking 55%. Japan, a surprising 30%. Always can count on them to sneak something in there. Germany.
A close second. Big surprise there.
Fighting two podcasts at a time comes in at 3%.
Fighting Australia and the United Kingdom.
France kind of just limps in and does nothing.
They're not even there.
At a 0.73%.
China's decimated. They're almost not there anymore.
How have we not been banned in China yet?
Brazil with a 0.20%.
Communism is bad there.
All right.
That'll show them. That'll get us on their radar.
I don't know what if there's is there anything else that you're looking for here, Ethan?
Donations.
let's bring up our total revenue so we can brag about how much money we make.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
You ever see those videos from YouTubers that are like, this is my YouTube ad revenue for a year. Like, why would you tell us that?
Yeah, we don't care. Hey, so anybody paying attention to E3?
Yes.
Video game stuff? Don't. Okay, Ethan just got up in the middle of the podcast and then is responding from the kitchen.
Sorry, I treat this.
And he's still talking.
Treat this like a conversation among friends.
Yes, which you shouldn't, because this is a well-oiled machine in terms of production.
We're totally. Stop bumping your mic. I swear.
I consciously make eye contact with you every time I touch it.
I will make you go to Columbia.
Out of context, that sounds really bad, Ethan.
Yeah, yes. I've been paying attention to E3.
Okay, I have
I'd
not.
Say Smash Brothers was pretty exciting. Do you guys like Smash Brothers?
I like Super Smash Brothers 64.
I liked it on Wii.
Yeah, so there's kind of been a little bit of a rotating cast for a while where some people don't
Nintendo,
come back.
Nintendo, really? Like, rotating cast?
Like people like Snake and Mewtwo haven't always been in the game, mm-hmm. but this one is going to have every single character that has ever been in a Smash Brothers game in this one, so they're bringing every single character back.
Do you know what the total, like, is it 100 or 50?
I think it's
64. Okay. Oh, 64.
Wow.
Nintendo 64.
And I don't think that's counting Dark Pit. There's like offshoot characters like Wolf that I don't think they counted as numbers. They did like 13E because they're just like
variations or something.
Offshoot numbers.
Variations of existing
characters.
They're
pretty much the same character. It's just like a color.
It's like a skin
difference and
skin change.
Slight different moveset, but it's mm-hmm. pretty much the same. And yeah, it seems like it's going to be a pretty good Smash Brothers game. And you can still use your GameCube controllers on the Switch.
Wait, how? Is there like an adapter?
I think you need to buy an adapter, but
do I need one for my cord and one for my headphones?
Probably. But they are really holding on to the GameCube controllers, because like the professional Smash players will only use GameCube controllers.
Hmm.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed, there's a new one of those.
I still haven't watched it.
It's Athens, right?
Yeah, it's even further before Origins, which I thought was the earliest we were going to go, because it was Origins, but I guess not. Then there's Halo Infinite, which...
Okay, what is... I watched the trailer for Halo Infinite. I don't understand... Is it just going to be... Are they changing what the franchise is, or are they... Like, I know nothing about the game, but I watched the trailer and I know nothing about the game.
I feel like it's going to be a sequel.
Still going to be a first-person shooter and all that stuff.
If they change it, they needed to address that in the trailer. Because you can't just be like, there's a new Halo, here's Master Chief. But it's not going to be anything. It's going to be another Halo Wars.
It's Master Jeff, his grandson. It's a totally new...
Yeah, okay. I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, this tells me nothing.
I think with how like they were teasing it, it's probably going to be a real Halo. It's just not numbered.
Okay.
If they aren't teasing a real Halo and it's an offshoot, they did a horrible job.
Yeah. The Doom one, the Doom trailer was similar in that it like it took a really long time. It, you know, there's like slow camera slowly moving through all this stuff. And then you see the guy in the armor at the end. Now I know what game it's for.
I feel that like those kinds kind of trailers are designed for the audience at E3 to be like, what is going on? Doom guy.
Yeah, and I hate those kind of trailers because it doesn't tell you it's anything about the game.
Well, it's an announcement.
Yeah.
It's for the whole crowd to go, whoa!
Yeah, and so. But I'm excited for a new Doom.
So everybody can let out their audible erections.
The Dota card game Artifact or whatever. Do you guys see that release trailer?
Care. No.
Who cares?
So Valve, they sometimes make games like Portal and Half-Life and really critically acclaimed. And then they also make like card games like Dota. And so Valve is announcing that they're releasing a game and they have this trailer and it like says this graphic and then it says, I think it's Artifact is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then right underneath it goes a Dota card game. And then the whole crowd changes from,
it's not a new Half-Life or a new Portal. The one thing that we've been really caring about. Darn.
I like Valve just moves into cards and board games and they create like a,
it makes them so much more money and no one will get mad if like Half-Life sucks.
It's pretty official. Half-Life 3 is not coming out of Valve.
If it comes out, it's not going to be made by Valve. No. Probably. Yeah. They'll just be like, why don't we license it out to someone else?
Yeah. And the closest we might get is like a Cloverfield type thing where you get a game and it's like a Half-Life adventure.
No, I think it'll be a Battle Hard Life. It'll be a EA offshoot because they love ruining first-person
shooters. Gosh. Did you guys see Battlefield 5, the immediate follow-up to...
Scott!
The immediate...
This is why we don't have nice things on the table.
Honestly, Will's reactions is making me consciously like pay less attention. It's really funny. Battlefield 5, the immediate follow-up to Battlefield 1. That was interesting.
Yeah, if you're going to change your name, numbering designations, like you can at least be consistent, right?
There's like 20 Battlefields, right?
I don't know. I played Battlefield 1, and that's really the only one I played.
Yeah.
But I saw that... I think the only thing I saw about 5 is that there's a lady on the cover... And people were freaking out because ladies don't fight war.
But how much of that is an actual? I'm so fatigued.
I don't care
with that.
You know what?
Whatever.
They could put
every game.
They should put SpongeBob SquarePants on the cover, and it's World War One or you know whatever war that SpongeBob SquarePants never fought in.
I'd be totally cool with a SpongeBob World War One.
There was a big battlefield under the sea, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Who killed all the Nazis and World War II? SpongeBob SquarePants.
With tanks and planes and boats and cars.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
The pineapples blow apart.
All right, well, whoever owns
Here's a pineapple for you, Jerry. That was my favorite quote from, I think, Call of Duty 3.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, I think we have an idea for a new
ukulele.
Well, I think we have an idea for a new franchise. Whoever owns the rights to SpongeBob.
And the announcer that tells you when things are happening in multiplayer is whoever voices the pirate from that song.
Well, I mean, you already have the awesome voice of Mr. Krabs. Can you imagine him in a wartime situation of?
I can't wait for that campaign.
Can we say like an official goodbye?
Yeah.
So long. Farewell.
How many times are we going to go back to this well? RIP that one food guy that committed suicide, and also RIP Rumen Petkov, who was the director of shows like Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory. He died at like 70.
Which one's sadder?
The Roman guy.
Okay, that's what we'll end on.
I agree to disagree, but okay.
Ty, I'm not going to break this tie.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps.
Anthony Bourdain, that's who it is. Yeah. All right.
I thought you were being intentionally forgetting his name. The food guy.
No. How's Guy Fieri still alive? Have you guys heard Corey Taylor doing the SpongeBob theme song?
Is he the lead singer for like Slipknot?
Yeah. He does a really good the pirate voice. It's pretty
okay.
Pretty
deep. Well,
if you want, listen to it.
Was there like a big focal point, or was like there a big game? I know.
Like Last the of Us NBA 2 playoffs. Oh.
There's a trailer for that's apparently a big Death Stranding, which looks like a U.S.
like,
postal delivery man of the future. It's just Death Stranding, Kojima's new game with Norman Reedus.
Yeah, and the fetus.
Norman Reedus with his fetus.
Okay.
And then the fetus moons you or something?
That's kind of what fetuses do. Well, I mean, his womb is see-through.
And it's in his throat? I don't think Kojima knows how babies...
This game, I made this game to tell my children how sex works.
Did Kojima's parents never give them the talk about the birds and the bees?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's all these people with umbilical cords that go into the sky.
You see, kids, first, Norman Reedus shows up. Does it have to be Norman Reedus?
It's yes. Always Norman Reedus.
I only work with Norman Reedus and Mads Mikkelsen.
You know how the king has to come in and bless every new wedding? That's like Norman Reedus. All new white couples. Your daddy's actually Norman Reedus, son. Not me.
There was also a
Norman Dadis is Norman Reedus is all of our Dadis.
You're my Norman Reedus fetus. I just want to say that as much as I can.
So I'm pretty sure the title of this episode is Norman Reedus fetus.
Yeah, people are already kind
of... Can somebody Photoshop the picture of, I forget the Greek god's name, Kratos, I think. Kratos devouring his son, and Photoshop it to Norman Reedus eating his fetus?
I'm sure we can get somebody on that.
Fiverr. Yeah, let's get on Fiverr and use some of our Patreon dollars.
We should just, instead of cruising Craigslist, we'll just do Fiverr for, like, Photoshopping.
Fiverr for Photoshop. It's a new YouTube show.
No, because I know what Will's going to do, and I can't say it because it'll give him an idea.
Well, you got to say it now. You can't say something and then not say it on a podcast.
He's going to... Wait, this is a yes and moment. This is it! No.
I've listened to podcasts. Number one thing that drives people crazy is when you bring up something and you don't talk about it. You have to tell.
That reminds me of the story that I told. Oh, you know, no. I told that years ago. You guys don't want to hear it again.
Oh, that reminds me of the story that I told once on the podcast. I don't remember which episode, so you're just going to have to listen to all of them to hear the story. I don't want to tell it right now.
So there's podcasts that mention something and don't finish it, and then there's podcasts that mention the same thing over and over again, and then we have a podcast that mentions Archer's stories regularly that have never been.
Well, yeah, we've got that. We mentioned Shawshank every episode. We mentioned Natalie Portman.
Thank you, Tyler. That one wasn't even me.
Natalie Portman every episode.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like peanut butter.
How old is she now?
Do
we actually find that answer?
She's like in her 30s, right? Almost 40.
Oh, man.
Right? That'd be my guess. I'm just kidding. She's 37. I know exactly how old she is.
When's her birthday?
July 16th.
Oh, at work, sometimes we'll do movie nights on Thursdays, and we're doing V for Vendetta next.
With the kids?
Okay, so it's a different job. Yes, we're getting all the kids together. And having them watch
Vendetta. The 5th of November.
Yeah, they're learning their months right now.
Oh, okay.
So,
Will was correct. Natalie Portman is 37.
It was her birthday a couple days ago.
Oh, Will, you told
me. You guys didn't get her anything? I dropped off a package.
Go to Will's Twitter. Is it something like, today is the 25th anniversary... Anniversary of when we lost Natalie Portman.
Oh, come on.
It's the 25th anniversary of her being too well.
Can we backdate tweets?
Happy 25 year late birthday. Is that your... Okay, yeah. I didn't know what's his name?
Brendan Fraser.
Okay, I couldn't tell if that was I couldn't tell if that was Brendan Fraser or Ted Cruz.
Is there a difference at this point?
Ben Fraser was the Zodiac Killer?
My Twitter profile pictures, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
It's Brendan Fraser doing the clapping.
You need to recreate this banner, but it's you. It's you need to make yourself doing the Wasn't he in a Bollywood movie?
I don't remember what made him so happy. I just want to
a job
find out, because he seems so sad now. And now I'm remembering another thing that made me sad. Have you guys seen Val Kilmer lately?
Didn't he have a throat cancer?
Yes. Have you seen him talking or videos of him?
No.
I've heard that it's rough.
It is really rough.
But on the flip side, he's confirmed for Top Gun 2.
And he's finally got that pesky weight off.
Okay, oh, wow. him and Tom Cruise looked the same age in the first Top Gun, and now you put them side by side. Val Kilmer's his dad, and I've never seen Top Gun.
Well, his dad dies in Top Gun.
That's not really that bad. From you need to look at a video of him on this radio station.
Sure. Well, I'm not going to do it on the podcast, but...
Well, you also need to hear him talk. We can cut out him talking, but I need you guys to hear him talk. So,
How's Deadpool 2 doing at the box office?
Do radio interview.
Probably better than Solo, Star Wars.
I've heard nothing about...
Well, Deadpool 2 is good.
Will, have you seen Will, it?
Do you have to take... See, this is why
Deadpool
I had...
Deadpool 2? No.
This is why I have my laptop over here by me.
And we should record a cruising Craigslist and then go see Deadpool.
Okay.
I'm down.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that scarf, though.
Well, because I think he had surgery. He had throat cancer.
Is it timed with this thing?
Is it because my audio?
You turned it off on the...
Well, yeah, hang on.
Is this going to mess up...
It's going to mess up everything.
You're right. He sounds.
That's not him
talking.
What is that?
That's not him.
He's saying the words all weird.
Okay.
Here.
Might want to jump forward a little bit. I don't know how long he talks.
He puts up.
Wow.
I just can't believe I said that.
It does have
a tongueless sound.
I was gonna say
that's very different.
Yeah, I don't know if what's
that's pretty close to my Jewish impression.
I will take back Fat Val Kilmer any day, please. for Ethan's Jew impression, Val Kilmer.
I know what I'm going as for Halloween.
No, you can't be.
Mel Gibson?
You can't be post-cancer Val Kilmer.
No, a Jew.
Oh, okay.
I'll go as Mel Gibson.
let's go at all as actors who have had major scandals in the past. you be Mel Gibson.
Okay.
I'll be... Amy Schumer. And Will can be
Polanski?
I was about to say that's what I was gonna say. Okay, actually you be Roman Polanski, I'll be Natalie Portman.
What's wrong with Natalie?
At the end of the night I'm gonna have
I know she was 13 at one point.
At the end of the night, I'm going to have to seek asylum in another country.
Where is he at? France? We have a Paris party back at Tyler's after trick-or-treating. In my head, that was what we were doing. It wasn't a costume party. It was you as Mel Gibson.
How does it feel?
What's Archer doing? Who's Archer being?
Jared Kushner. I don't know.
Probably someone too cool for us.
Yeah,
I don't
that's know. True. He's at another party, and then that's why he's late to our party.
which version of Rick do you think he's going to dress up as this year?
He's really milking the Rick. The Rick deal.
He's a Morty for
he's
sure.
He's going to be Arthur Rick this Arthur year, Rick. And just not even dress up.
What's up?
Hey everybody, I'm Arthur Rick.
How does it feel for France to be the dumping ground
of pedophiles
for our pedophiles?
I mean,
our trade relations with them are great.
Well, not for long, because all trade relations.
We will put. We're putting 25% tariffs on all of your pedophiles.
Finally,
you owe us back pay for Roman Polanski. We'll take Harvey if you cut our tariffs.
France is going to take all our pedophiles, and they're going to pay for it.
Wait, what? No!
Make pedophiles great again.
No.
Surprisingly, Natalie Portman came out against. Okay. So I think it's. We can't actually stop particular topics. It's a matter of time until something else comes along and kicks it out of the way.
Yeah, we drive the jokes into the ground.
Well, I think Will and I keep driving jokes into the ground, mm-hmm. but we never hit bedrock.
Peanut butter.
We just hit another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I want to stop talking about Natalie Portman.
Like in this episode or in the show in general?
In general.
Okay.
I think Natalie Portman pre-25.
Those jokes. If Natalie Portman comes out with a new movie
Natalie
or something.
Natalie Portman's all dried out.
If Natalie Portman's in the next Die Hard or whatever, we can talk about Die Hard as a movie. And oh yeah, Natalie Portman's in it. But you're tired of Leon the Professional Natalie Portman. Is what you're saying. If that were to happen.
I want to see myself all of us implement would have some to, restraint.
All of us would have to have some restraint.
I have lots of restraints. Restraint.
Do you really need that many? I mean,
how
much strength could somebody?
I was about to go really, really dark. Can I say the joke and you just put a giant bleep over the entire thing so there's no context?
Sure.
You need a lot of restraints because those tiny.
All right. Man, that joke was terrible. I really want to just leave it in there and have it bleeped, and then like us laughing about it and how terrible it is. I really want to keep that in. That's good.
If you bleep it but leave in the laughing, it's okay. I'm okay with that.
Okay, good.
But absolutely cannot leave in that joke for real.
I'll have to restrain myself.
You don't have my job. You can.
I do want to say, after listening to the last week's episode, you guys did a really good job of editing.
Thank you. Yes, I did.
But it was a good sounding episode. And
yeah, I was surprised with like two people we actually riffed decently.
Yeah, it was a solid episode.
I mean, there was some like silence, but
yeah, there is something I think to be said about two people without seeing each other's faces. That's a, I mean, like four people having a group conversation over the internet is.
You're saying it's easier to do a back and forth when there's only two voices?
I would imagine for a listener, it's easier to have multiple people than to like sit through a conversation between two. I don't know. It depends
how good you are at talking and how funny you are.
Oh, so it's me.
Yeah, it's always been you.
How much buffer you need. Like four people, yeah, these people are not really that funny. So there's enough that four people bring to the table that they can make one funny person.
When there's four of us, we only need to be a quarter funny.
Yeah.
And we all add up. Yeah. When there's two, you're doing double the work.
Yeah, I mean, we're like absinthe and you and Arthur help water down the...
Go on.
No, it's Everclear now. That's the thing the kids are doing.
Is that what kids are doing? So are you supposed to drink Everclear?
Butt chug Everclear. That's the
only are you actually... Is Everclear something that you're supposed to drink?
It's Everclear, not Windex?
What's the difference?
Well, you put them together.
Okay, all right.
That's called a cocktail.
Ooh.
Mm. It makes your penis all shriveled.
Oh.
Like a shrimp tail.
Well...
Ducktail.
It already looks like a shrimp. What do your guys' penises look like?
Nope. All right, let's get the measuring tape.
Measuring tape? I need a yardstick. No. Heyo.
I'll go get a stick out of your yard and see if...
No more yes anding.
Yes, sir.
No.
And.
No, but no, yeah, I thought the episode was good. There was, you know, obviously questionable content. I was going to announce that Jiffy was going to be our sponsor this from now on, but they've since dropped sponsorship.
Well, their chunky spread is garbage anyway. My dog won't get near the stuff.
And I'm glad. And thank you. You did return the clue cards.
You're welcome. My debt has been paid. I am officially done with the podcast.
Finally. All right. Will, time for two brothers talk, whatever we want to talk about.
Two brothers. One podcast.
It's just called Two Brothers.
And an armada of dead ant smell.
You know what? It's just...
In search of peanut butter.
And then Natalie Portman shows up. And
how old is she? Happy birthday, Natalie.
Will, you, Ethan and I have been riffing for a while.
It's so much more fun to be on the inside of the pedophile jokes, but on the outside looking in, it's like, oof.
It's way more fun to be inside.
And on that note, we should probably wrap up the show.
I finally understand what Stone Sour is talking about. Like, I'm looking at you guys through the glass. And, man.
So much time has passed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll bring up one thing. Okay. I gotta look up.
See, I intentionally tried to end the show because I knew
this is a long episode.
It's
an hour and a half.
Just make it crazy long. It'll be awesome.
That's what you did last week.
How long was it?
It was 52 minutes. That's not that long.
Wait, it was cut down to 52 minutes?
Yeah, I cut like 4 minutes.
I thought
out.
We only record. What?
Ethan is really connected to this show that he's a part of.
I was surprised too when I looked at the episode length.
Oh, so I'll be starting school
okay. This
fall. What? So I'm hoping
nerd.
So does that
I'm hoping affect, I can huh?
Is that going to affect recording schedule stuff?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
But if we can get some like flyers and posters for the show, I can put those up all over campus, and we can really
get the street team.
We can really shift up our demographics. I mean, we haven't made it until we've been called a sexist in the comments.
I'm really excited about making really bad posters. Like, it's so bad that people are like, okay, this is really terrible. I have to check this out just to see what it is.
We'll do that for our
Tommy
live show.
I want Tommy Wiseau level posters.
We still need to make the Queen poster with all our faces. Emerge together as one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, the movie? Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I cannot wait, and I don't listen to Queen. That trailer is making me like want to listen to... This is where we put the orchestral...
Queen is really... If you don't listen to Queen, you should listen to Queen.
That actor is a good fit.
Yeah. Robbie
Mallon.
He's
so good, he can like get into anyone like some kind
He's
of
He's a
Mr.
very
Robot.
Convincing gay guy. That was Freddie Mercury, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can slip into any man convincingly.
So, Will, you had a thing?
Yeah, so back to music. The other day, I was listening to the radio, and look at this photograph came on, and I didn't shut it off immediately.
No.
And it's the first time I got more than like 30 seconds into it, and I was listening to the lyrics, and I was like, man, I'm kind of like relating to this, and I'm like kind of feeling something. So it's like sometimes I do wonder if it's too late and if I should try and go back to graduate. And man, sometimes I do have memories of looking out the back door. It is hard to say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
What the hell is on Joey's head?
Wait, I gotta find that part.
I've never heard this song. I don't know. Oh, it's Photograph. Never mind.
How did our eyes get so red?
Whoa, 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 whoa. God.
My bedtime alarm's going off.
All right. Well, that's where we always end the show.
I do miss that town, and I miss their faces, and I can't erase, right, and I can't replace. I miss it now. I can't believe it. It's so hard to say,
Ethan,
that I actually kind of enjoyed Photograph.
Surprisingly, it's actually, I think listening to Will read the lyrics of Photograph is better than listening to the song.
Oh, yeah.
By far. For sure.
I found the photo of that, of the friend that I was looking for. It's so hard to say it. Time to say it. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
And scene.
Okay, now next topic.
All right.
Have you guys seen any of the new Batman animated movies? There was it's not new, but there was a Batman Beyond the Joker Returns thing.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, yeah, like 20 years ago.
That wasn't like 20, but yeah. 10,
15? What do we got?
Yeah, anyways, I've watched some of the new stuff with like Mark Hamill doing the Joker, and yeah. I'm like, dang, he really nailed that. And I went back and watched the original, like at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And it's like, first episode that the Joker's in, it's just Mark Hamill nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dang, even with how old it was, is
didn't
awesome.
the guy who plays Buster,
yeah, he's did a Joker in Batman Ninja.
I heard he was good. I didn't
I
hear
wanna
him
watch that, but I can't watch it on my illegal site.
And what is that illegal site?
Whitehouse.com.
You mean .org?
You mean .gov?
Whatever it is. .edu. I mean, Bruce Timm universe of Batman Superman stuff.
Man, if I could live in Bruce Timm's head.
Ethan just wants to get inside Bruce Timm.
Head.
Did you guys finish
Tyler.
Arrested Development?
Head. Oh, yeah, I watched.
I was going to ask. Okay. I'm still working through the first episode.
Oh my god. Still working through the first episode.
I'm it's like 10 minutes in.
It's like a 20-30 minute episode.
Every time I sit down and start watching it, I end up doing something different.
Every time
it's not
you
grabbing
sit down,
me.
You start looking out the back door.
It's not grabbing me.
So here's my thoughts. The season 1 through 3, the original set of seasons, is the best.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're never going to hit that peak again.
No show is ever going to do that again. Kind of a thing. It's better than season 4. Season 5 is better. At least this first half of season 5, whatever they're calling it.
I hope it's
better.
A half. They haven't announced.
They haven't? I thought they'd said they
I've
were splitting it half.
I've heard people on Reddit saying that it's half a season, but I have gone to their Twitter and tried to see some actual confirmation from Netflix themselves, and they haven't done that.
Hmm.
I mean, it's plausible that they only had 8 episodes worth of scheduling they could line up. I mean, that's the theory I'm making up right on the spot. That seems plausible.
I think it's just a way to keep people subscribed. Mm-hmm.
Until that Obama
until the next
stuff
set.
Comes out.
Well, whatever. What's the length of a free trial? Is it just 1 month or is it up to 3 months? Because
well,
if it's like 3 months, you...
Hey, man, you got a whole bunch of alternate email accounts? Baby, you got a full free year going.
You got a Netflix subscription going.
You're just cycling through your Cruising Craigslist podcasts.
Cruising Craigslist
This email's connected to a YouTube channel, a Gmail, a Netflix, and some potentially illegal solicitations from a man on on Craigslist. We haven't looked up. The person who was doing Cruising Craigslist before us.
We haven't made a video since Archer brought that up, I don't think.
No.
So wait, so there's an alternate... Oh yeah,
the alternate dimension where I think it was some transsexual person.
An alternate dimension where Will and I are a trans person.
One trans person.
We're combined into one person.
They did that in an episode of Star Trek Voyager where they had Tuvok.
A trans person?
No, they had Tuvok. They had the super stoic Vulcan Tuvok and then the kind of crazy, wacky cook Neelix, and the transporter merged them into a new thing, a new being called Twivix.
I don't know. Kind of sounds like the telltale signs of a dying show that's running out of ideas. So now, Ethan,
probably.
About us merging together.
I don't think we can put that on YouTube.
I felt like that season was the most it's felt like Arrested Development since it got canceled.
I think so.
It actually felt like...
We only have two seasons, though, to base it off
yeah,
of.
Yeah. Like, maybe was a really interesting character to watch again.
Go up.
As Craigslist personal ads shut down, we're losing an important queer.
Every time...
Community.
They... like break the fourth wall with the announcer.
Yeah, Ron Howard.
Ron
Do you
Howard.
Think NASA will send me to
Director
queer space.
Of Solo, Han Solo mm-hmm. story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think NASA will send me to queer space?
Is that the sequel to MySpace? Is queer space?
did this
queer space
end or not?
A final frontier? These are the voyages of Will's Enterprise to explore strange new worlds, to go where some men have gone before.
Where no straight man has gone before.
And returned.
Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, every time that they break the wall with Ron
after
Howard.
After Craigslist and Manhunt, here's where gays will get their clicks.
Here, I'll put that
sorry,
so
I'm really distracted by all the ads for gay communities.
I think they.
Hang on, Will.
Okay, wait.
What?
You're distracted? You're focusing on.
Sudden Valley.
Sudden Valley. It just makes me think of like a ranch dressing that's gone bad.
So, yeah, Will, you're saying that maybe he was a good character again? Or?
I think using Ron Howard as, like, an actual character, I think that's kind of going too far. I don't really like that.
Yeah. It was cool for, like, the first, 10 seconds of, oh, they made him a character. But then, like, the entire season is kind of based on him.
The new one?
Yeah.
Where he's a major role. Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
He shows up real quick in the new season.
I didn't like any of Michael's...
Oh,
storylines
yeah.
outside of his with his son.
He was like, you mean in season 4?
In season 4, I like Michael was obnoxious to me.
Yeah.
His plots
better in this.
Yeah.
He's not as insufferable. There's like some carryover stuff I think from season 4 where they're like tying it together where
he's wrapping up. Yeah.
Doing but he acts in my opinion a lot better. I think most of the characters act more like themselves in
yeah.
this season.
I think maybe and George Michael have been pretty consistent throughout the whole show in terms of development, except...
And it hasn't been arrested.
He lost that 14-year-old look time ago. He went 15 to 35 real quick. Real quick.
Well, however long it took to film.
Natalie Portman does.
He had a chin when he was like 14, and then it just disappeared. He's like a completely different person now.
He grows and he does, after Scott Pilgrim versus the World, he's really started to take on an anime grandfather look.
Oh,
his short films
like
are
that.
Cool.
We ended like 30 minutes ago. I don't
know. No, all this has to be in. Longest podcast episode ever.
You know, if we said like we're doing like a marathon or something, I'd be for that, claim, but I'm going to keep this a standard.
I'm down for
a tight 15 minutes.
Maybe not a marathon of
one long episode.
Okay, bye, Ethan.
Are we
recording?
I think so.
That's what I thought.
Okay, here, I'll be official.
Oh, wait.
If we're still getting content.